Next on Gospel of Life, find out how the advocates of death use the words of Jesus to advance their cause. Hello, I'm Reverend Frank Pavone, Director of Gospel of Life Ministries. Welcome to our program, and I'm joined by Janet Marana, our Associate Director.
Thank you. You know, I just want to ask a reflective thing here. You just said something about the words that are used by the advocates of abortion are also used by the Lord Jesus.
Yes.
What do we mean?
And this is one of the most striking comparisons that we've ever made in our educational efforts, and that is that those who will say that they have a right to choose abortion will often say, this is my body. I can do what I want even if it means destroying the baby. It's my body. And we think about Jesus on the night before he died when he gathered together with his apostles at the table. He said the same words. This is my body given up for you. And so these four little words, this is my body, strangely become the battle cry for the advocates of death and the words of salvation and life. The difference is that those who are advocating things like abortion are saying that their body is something that they own, that they control, they can do what they want with, even if it leads to death. And Jesus is saying, my body is me, and I give myself away so that you may have life. Given up for you. That makes all the difference in the world because we realize we have our bodies and our choices not in order to give death, but precisely in order so that we can freely give ourselves away and make room for the other person. This shows us that abortion is exactly the opposite of love. Love says, I sacrifice myself for the good of the other person. Abortion says, I sacrifice the other person for the good of myself. This is my body. This comparison has brought many people to a deeper awareness that this is an awesome spiritual struggle that we're involved in, and that these four words are spoken from opposite ends of the universe with totally opposite meanings and with totally opposite results. It makes me think about the fact that the devil always mocks God. He takes the words of Jesus and he twists them around, and he sings that song, this is my body, to try to do the opposite of what Jesus does. The devil knows that he can't destroy God, so he tries to do the next best thing, which is to destroy those who are made in the image of God, human life itself.
That's right. And you know, Father, I was there one time when you gave a homily on this reflection, and there's an Irish singer, her name is Donna, and she heard this homily you gave, and it inspired her to write a song called This Is My Body. And we're going to very shortly watch a clip of that, because it was made from the song into a music video. As a matter of fact, it won an award back in the year 2000 as the best inspirational Christian music video of that year. And what happens in this video is you see a woman who had an abortion but hasn't really come to terms with it. And then we go inside the theater where they're having like a dress rehearsal. And there's one woman who definitely thinks, you know, she's pregnant and she feels, I have to have an abortion because this is going to affect my life and I'm not ready to sacrifice for this child right now. I'm going to push it out and have the abortion. Mm-hmm. And there's another woman who's Donna, the singer, and she had an abortion and she knows the pain and the anguish and the regret she has. And then there's another character that plays the Lord Jesus, and he sings the words of Jesus, this is my body. This is such an inspirational music video that has been done, because it will really help change your hearts and minds about the abortion issue in a gentle way, but it also help people who've had abortion realize that they can come back to the Lord Jesus. So why don't we take a look at that clip right now.
You are always in my heart.
Well, that is certainly beyond words, isn't it?
That is. And, you know, every time I am with people and I show it, you know, I've showed this video at church groups. I've done it at church services. I've done it in schools. You know, very often they say, oh, what can we show it in schools, you know, to help get the message out about abortion? You know, because they don't want to show maybe pictures of abortion and so forth. There's nothing better than this kind of a video presentation because it really presents the issue, and it has a little bit of a scriptural component there because of the Lord Jesus there showing the mercy and forgiveness that he's there here for you to reach out and touch you and bring you back to healing.
Yes, in that particular point where he talks, says, Father, forgive them, they know not what they do.
That's right.
Isn't that often true? The woman who gets the abortion really doesn't know what she's doing. I mean, she hasn't been told about the development of the baby. She hasn't been told about the negative after effects of abortion. She may not have been told that she has other choices.
That's right. And usually, you know, in so many cases, and we know this from the Silent No More Awareness Campaign, the women speaking out, that, you know, women don't have abortion because of freedom of choice. They feel they have it because they feel they have no choice. They feel trapped, abandoned, confused. Very often there's a boyfriend or even a husband. You know, we have women who've given testimonies that a husband told them, I'm going to leave you because we can't afford to have another child if you don't have an abortion. You know, so like you're saying, you know, they do not know what they do because they're being trapped and pressured and forced into this.
I always remember one of the thousands of testimonies we have where the woman said, the clinic gave me no alternatives and I was almost crying out for one. And so many people who go to the abortion mill and on their way there, they're praying that there will be someone there outside to tell them to change their mind. Because they say to the Lord, I'll take that as a sign that you don't want me to do this.
That's right.
Even one person standing out there, a pro-life person, trying to get me to change.
Well, if, you know, our viewers and listeners, you know, have found this inspirational, this music video, we'd like them to contact us at Gospel of Life because we would like to make this available. It comes in a VHS format or a DVD. And then we'd like them to try to take this as a homework assignment. See if you can get this shown at one of your church services. And then in addition, we have a brochure called This Is My Body. It's both available in English and in Spanish. And it basically takes the concept, Father, you just described from your homily and puts it in a simple little brochure format, and we want you to get that too for your parish literature rack and educate people and give out that brochure in your Bible study, your prayer group, and in schools. Because if they read that, the parallel of those same words being used from opposite ends of the universe like that, good and evil, it's really going to help and impact in them and help them realize why we all must help to bring an end to the tragedy of abortion in this nation.
And this whole theme of This Is My Body gets us deeper into the biblical reasons why abortion is wrong. When you look really at the Christian teaching, it is rooted in the dominion of God. In other words, the ultimate answer to the question, is this my body, is no. The body has been lent to us, but is not ours. God owns our bodies. God owns our souls. God owns us. Paul says to the Corinthians, for example, in 1 Corinthians 6, are you not aware? You are not your own. Now, we've been purchased at a price. The blood of Christ that's been shed for us, he has gained us back from the kingdom of death, put us into the kingdom of life. And so the bottom line issue here is we belong to God. The pro-abortion people are basically saying, you know, pro-choice means my choice determines what is right. I will decide what I'm going to do, and it ultimately means I'm not answerable to anybody. But for the Christian, all our choices, all our freedom, and what we do in our bodies is laid before the Lord. And we say, well, Lord, I'm not going to do anything that's wrong. I'm not going to do anything that offends you. I'm not going to do anything that pretends that, you know, I am my own master. Another quote that so many of our viewers will be familiar with from Romans 14 says, none of us lives as his own master, and none of us dies as his own master. While we live, we are responsible to the Lord. When we die as his servants, both in life and death. We are the Lord's. So for someone to come along and say, this is my body, they're really contradicting the basic Christian truth about the dominion of God. He has dominion over us, our body, our soul, our life, and our choices.
That's right. And so, you know, again, like I said, we really want everyone to be involved to get this message out. Some of the scriptures you mentioned, I think they should in their next Bible study meeting delve into those scriptures, read them, and bring this to discussion in your Bible study group, because this is how we're going to make people realize that this abortion tragedy will end if Christians speak up, do something, get involved, and take a tool like this. This video we're presenting to them and these brochures are the perfect thing to help begin educate the people that they see at church every week.
You remember the story that I often share about Dr. James McMahon. He is now deceased, but he was an abortionist in Southern California. And he was interviewed by the American Medical Association News about how he justified in his own mind doing the partial birth abortion procedure. And what he said was, well, frankly, it is a child to me. But the other question, which is more important, is who owns the child? And he said, it's got to be the mother. And this is, therefore, the same idea as slavery.
That's right. And it's not the mother doesn't own the child. The child belongs to God, to the Lord Jesus. So, I mean, you know, this is such a fallacy, and that's what we have to do. You know, we've got to change. The people are so mixed up. They listen to the media. They listen to what TV says, and they buy into this thinking.
Yeah, because if that thinking is right, then how come what Susan Smith did was wrong? Remember when she drowned the two children in South Carolina?
That's right.
And you know, if the mother owns the child, then when does that ownership stop?
That's right.
If the mother owns the child, does she own the newborn? If the mother owns the child, can she throw the child out the window? If the mother owns the child, is child abuse wrong? It's a mentality that, you know, people find it convenient to invoke when they want to justify abortion. But it's not so convenient when you see it leads to these other evils.
That's right.
Well, thanks, Janet, for everything that you do. And brothers and sisters, this video, This Is My Body, we can't tell you what an impact it has on pastors of all denominations, on Christians, on youth groups. Please do contact us, because we'd like to send it to you and make it available so that you can give others the same kind of powerful impact and a new view about abortion and pro-life and pro-choice as you yourself have received from watching this powerful segment. Stay with us now. After these announcements, we'll have our action segment, a little more things you can do to help promote the pro-life cause. Be in touch with us at Gospel of Life if we can serve your needs, and stay with us.
When I found out I was pregnant, I thought I would lose my job.
My boyfriend told me to choose between him and the baby.
I was already struggling to care for one child, so I had an abortion.
I had trouble conceiving again.
I tried to commit suicide.
I started to have nightmares.
You see, abortion didn't solve our problems.
It just created different ones.
That's why we are silent no more.
We found help in Haley, and you can too. Call or go online today.
Do you realize that every 23 seconds a baby is killed by legal abortion in this country? But, you know, you can do something to save those lives. At Gospel Life Ministries, we have a bulletin insert called You Can Save Someone's Life Today, and we make this available absolutely free for your church. And it doesn't matter how many bulletins you print. Suppose you print 1,000, 2,000, we'll send it to you free. And in this insert, You Can Save Someone's Life Today are the resources that you need to reach out and help a girl. Suppose you hear of a girl who's pregnant and in need. We have the hotline numbers where that girl can receive help right in her own community. And we're talking about medical expenses paid, a place to live if necessary, job opportunities. She doesn't have to feel that her only way is to go to an abortion mill. And also, if you know someone who is hurting from an abortion, we want to bring them back to the healing and mercy of the Lord Jesus Christ. And in this bulletin insert are the ministries there, toll-free numbers that are waiting in open arms to receive her back to help and healing. And in addition, you can inform your church community about facts about abortion. And then finally, you can get involved. You can help us and join hands in saving those lives, because in this bulletin insert are action items so that everybody can help save a life today. Thank you. Call us at our toll-free number.
Prayer is essential to everything we do as Christians. The Lord Jesus said, "Without me, you can do nothing." That's why we at Gospel of Life have launched a national prayer campaign to end abortion. We've composed a simple prayer that you can say each and every day. And that prayer is available at prayercampaign.org on the internet. You can say this prayer with your family. You can bring it to your pastor. Some pastors, in fact, have placed this prayer in the church bulletin or on the inside of their parish hymnals. In whatever way you can promote this prayer, you'll be adding more and more believers to this great campaign to ask the Lord to bring an end to abortion in America and to commit ourselves to do what He wants us to do to achieve that goal. Join the National Prayer Campaign to End Abortion at prayercampaign.org. Thank you.
I'm Dr. Paul Shank. Gospel of Life Ministries, Priests for Life, and the National Pro-Life Action Center are ready, willing, and able to come to your church, conference, convention, prayer group, Sunday school, or pro-life event. Dynamic, seasoned, and experienced speakers, teachers, and presenters are available. Renowned leaders such as Father Frank Pavone, National Director of Priests for Life, and President of the National Pro-Life Religious Council. Dr. Alveda King, the niece of Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., and Janet Morana, Associate Director of Priests for Life and co-founder of the Silent No More Awareness Campaign, together with pastoral associates, Dr. Teresa Burke, the founder of Rachel's Vineyard, and her husband Kevin Burke, counselor and social worker, Jim Pinto, pro-life pioneer, and our clergy, Reverend Dennis Wild, Reverend Peter West, and Reverend Walter Quinn, are prepared to preach and teach in your church about how to end the tragedy of abortion, minister to those suffering from abortion, help train and organize your pro-life group, lead retreats, and much, much more. To schedule a speaker in your area, call the Speakers Bureau at 888-735-3448, extension 258, or email us at speakers@gospelOfLife.com. The waiting is over. The time for action is now. Schedule an inspiring speaker for your area. Welcome to our action segment. I'm joined by Janet Morana, our associate director, and we have a powerful new product for you. Janet, tell us about it.
Well, it's a DVD that we have created called See for Yourself. It has three chapters, very, very powerful. It starts with our first chapter, has Dr. Tony Levitino, who's a former abortion provider, now 100% pro-life. But in this chapter, he is going to take us through a first and second trimester abortion, step by step, what happens to the baby. He's going to use actual instruments that were used by also a former abortionist in an abortion mill that is now closed, thanks be to God. And he's going to really show us with these images and fetal models what happens to the baby, and also how much of an invasive procedure this is on the woman's body and the potential damage it could cause to this woman.
And Dr. Levitino knows what he's talking about because he's going to describe procedures that he himself did.
That's
many,
right.
Many times.
Oh, yes, thousands of abortions he's performed.
In Chapter 2 of the DVD, we're going to have another medical expert, Dr. Byron Calhoun. He's an expert in maternal fetal medicine. And he is going to have there on film actual babies that were aborted by a prostaglandin procedure. And he's going to give us an explanation of the different wounds on these babies and how the abortion procedure killed them.
That's right. He's going to give what we call a complete post-mortem exam, talking about the unborn baby and exactly what that abortion procedure did to that child to cause its death. Very, very powerful. And then finally, in the third chapter, we are going to show viewers, and this is what we really have to challenge people. It's very hard to look at, but we're going to challenge them to look at what happens to a child and what does it look like, torn apart from an abortion.
And that's footage that actually came from inside an abortion mill.
That's right. And these were actual babies, unfortunately, who were torn limb from limb. They will see hands, feet. These are not blobs of tissue. We're not aborting blobs of tissues, brothers and sisters. We are aborting real children, and you're going to see these images. And we are asking people to get this DVD and then get it into the hands of as many people as you can to see it. Why don't we challenge our pastors to show this DVD, See for Yourself, on their Wednesday night church service to their church
family. Because if some were not, and it's not a question of surprising anybody. I mean, you're going to tell people what they're about to see.
This is not
imposing something on somebody by surprise. Just tell them this is going to be very graphic. You're going to see the results of abortion. If you don't want to watch, don't watch. But we hope that you will, because this is an evil that continues largely because it's covered up.
That's right. You know, believers are not going to completely reject abortion unless they really see what an abortion is and what it does to an unborn child.
And people, furthermore, as an action item, can not only take this DVD and show it to your pastor, your legislator, your friends, but also go to our website, gospeloflife.com, and go to the page /images, and you will see for yourself other images, still photos of aborted babies. And you know, you could take this link and email it to thousands of people, especially people that are on the fence about abortion or who think they're pro-choice. We can't begin to tell our viewers how many emails we've gotten from people, and we continue to get them every day, who say, when I saw those pictures, I changed immediately from being, quote, pro-choice to being an ardent pro-lifer.
That's right. And babies' lives will be saved because, you know, there might be people who are scheduled, you know, maybe to have an abortion. You've sent them that email. They see those pictures. We know they'll change their mind.
Well, thanks, Janet. I look forward to the impact this DVD is going to have.
That's right.
And we thank you, brothers and sisters, for joining us. You know, you can join us on our program if you go to our website, gospeloflife.com, and you can either call or email us. Maybe you even consider yourself pro-choice. Well, we want to hear from you, too. Tell us what's on your mind. Tell us what your arguments are. Tell us what your experiences are. We may call you back and have you on the show. You can also listen to our programs online. The audios are available at gospeloflife.com. We want to ask you also for your financial help. You know, we can get this message out across the country, around the world, only with the help of people like you. So if you believe in the message of life and believe that it should be brought to the Christian community, then Gospel of Life Ministries is a ministry you should consider supporting. Finally, we want to thank our friends at Life Dynamics in Denton, Texas, for the use of their studio to be able to produce these television programs. Tell your friends and your pastors and your church groups about our program, and join us again next week as we continue to explore ways of building a culture of life. Because to say yes to Christ is to say yes to life, and to say no to whatever destroys it. Let's pray for each other, and may God bless you.
I'm Dr. Paul Shank, and I hope you've been encouraged and challenged today. If you and others you know, perhaps a prayer group, Bible study, Sunday school, or pro-life group, want to know more about Gospel of Life and how people of faith united together can build the culture of life, call us at 888-735-3448. Visit us on the web at www.gospeloflife.com. Or email us at info@gospeloflife.com. You can write to us at Gospel of Life, P.O. Box 60038, Staten Island, New York, 10306.